talking CMU baseball with Mav skipper Chris Hanks on the team.
All right, joining us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line is team winning last night in their first game of the RMAC tournament over UCCS. Chris Hanks joins us. Chris, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Oh, doing well, Chris, doing well. Last night, your ball club rallies to beat UCCS. Of course, they were the team with Jonathan Cowles that beat you last year in the RMAC tournament. And things were, and Cowles was on the mound again, and certainly your team was in a difficult spot in the late innings in that game, but you bring in Boyd off the bench, and Julian Boyd throws out a runner to keep it a one-run game, ends up also getting the game-winning hit for your ball club in that 7-6 win. The ninth inning belonged to Julian Boyd last night.
Boy, he was something, wasn't he? He came in, he got a hit, drove in a run, and then threw out a runner, as you mentioned, to keep it a one-run lead. Then he gets the walk-off hit in the ninth. He's an exciting player.
And you said in terms of guys on your team, with runners in scoring position, he was the best guy to have in that spot. Has the best numbers there, and boy, he delivered in a big way. Those analytics paid off for you last night, Skip.
Yeah, you know, there's just something about the kid. I mean, when generally speaking, when there are runners on or the game's tight, his numbers are better than anybody on the club, and he sure delivered last night as well.
Chris Hanks, coach of the CMU baseball team, joining us today. And Chris, you know, looking at some of the other guys last night, Hayden McGeary, of course, repeats as the RMAC Player of the Year. Hayden had a monster game. He would have been probably your player of the game last night if it wasn't for Julian Boyd and what he did. Hayden 4-for-5. He scored 3 runs. He drove in 2. He hit a big home run to McGeary Land out there in left field last night. Another big game for Hayden McGeary leading your offense.
Hayden was super sharp, and that home run he hit, boy, what a shot, you know, and, you know, got us the lead. Got us on the board, got us the lead. You know, we gave up that lead, but Hayden was sure instrumental, and as we all know, he's very dangerous every time he comes to the plate.
Maverick skipper Chris Hanks joining us on the Jim Davis Show. His numbers weren't great. I'm talking about Jonathan Cowles, the starter for UCCS, a 9 ERA on the season. We talked about him earlier in the week. Last year, he kind of kept you guys limited through 7 innings. He kind of kept your offense off balance, except for that McGeary home run. What is it about the mixture of his stuff and your guys' swings that makes him kind of hard to square up at times?
Well, you know, he's firming. Now, early in the year in the season, we roughed him up pretty good in the first 4 innings. But he pitched really well last night. As you know, Coach Hadjick said from UCCS, that was the best outing they got from him all year. And we expected nothing other than that going in. We knew that, you know, at night under the lights, a kid that's 90-plus on the mound, you know, and super competitive, senior, we figured – that, you know, we were expecting that we were going to see a guy that was going to really pitch well against us, and he did.
And you talked about in the postgame show about how offensively they kind of nickel and dimed Cannon Handy through the first 5 innings there. I mean, we've seen Cannon be a lot sharper, but he grinded enough to kind of keep you guys close, but they were just kind of nickel and diming him for the first 5 or 6 innings.
Yeah, I mean, they pecked us to death, but, you know, Cannon didn't help himself with his walks. We had way too many walks last night, which made things more difficult, and we're going to need to pitch better than that. But, you know, when we took Cannon out, I told him, you know, he's kept us in the game. We're in position where, you know, the game's within reach. We can come back. And, you know, and then Cooper Vasquez really gave us, you know, gave us a great effort and restored order and kept us in the game.
Codburn Mesa baseball coach Chris Hanks with us today on the Team Sports Network. So next up at CSU Pueblo, you faced them, of course, last weekend, final home series of the regular season, which you swept over at Bergman Field and nailed down your 10th straight RMAC regular season title. So yesterday they went with Tim McIntyre in their loss to Metro State. Who do you expect to see today, Skip, from CSU Pueblo on the bump?
Well, I expect to see the guy that we think is their best guy, Zach Pratt. He's been pitching in their 2 slot, and
I think he's better than McIntyre. That's my opinion. So I think we're going to be in for another battle today. You know, postseason play, tournament play, teams fight for their life, trying to keep their seasons going. You know, we went 4-0 against Pueblo, but three close ball games. And so we have a lot to be concerned about. I think Pueblo is a good club. I think they can beat us, you know, if we aren't on our game and we aren't sharp.
Chris Hanks, coach of the CME baseball team, with us today on the Team Sports Network. And, you know, you're right. I mean, those were close games over at Bergman when you wrapped up the season with them. You know, Reggie Williams, guy's been their top hitter. He's hitting, you know, right now 388. He was really good in that series against your ball club. Brady Pruitt, their catcher, also was really good. Ty Lewis, I thought, and at least the game I did in that Saturday game, had a big offensive day for them as well. So they got some pretty good bats in that lineup that you've already had the chance to see recently.
Yeah, they do, and they're well coached by Bobby Applegate. I think he's doing a great job there for CSU Pueblo. They're a good club, so I'm sure it'll be another entertaining game. And I think we'll have our hands full. We're going to have to battle.
Once again, we'll have the game today, pregame at 2:45, first pitch at 3 o'clock from the Diamond at the Bergman Field, or Bergman Sports Complex. Jim, along with Chris Hanks today here on the Team Sports Network. And Chris, let's talk about some of the awards that your ball club won. Cade McGeary, as you mentioned, repeats as the RMAC Player of the Year. He's on the Golden Spikes watch list. He's among the nation's leaders in batting average and home runs. Not a big surprise that Hayden McGeary was going to repeat as the RMAC Player of the Year.
Well, yeah, you know, and when a kid receives that type of an award, it's hard to double up and come back with the expectations and the conference knowing you. And, you know, I think he's been intentionally walked around 13 times this year. And so he doesn't even have as many at-bats as some other guys, but has played most all the ball games. And now he's in position to be regional player of the year, and he's in position to be national player of the year once again.
I know you're proud of all your guys that made the first team and second team, and likewise honorable mention as well for Ryan Day. But for Blake Rahm, who made the second team, Blake was also the Summit Award winner, goes to the best GPA for the athlete playing in that particular conference tournament. So he wins the Summit Award. Got to be thrilled for Blake, not only getting recognized with a second team selection, but also bringing in the Summit Award as well for his academic excellence.
Well, yeah, Blake's just an outstanding young man. He's, as you mentioned, a great student. He's in charge of all our technology that we have, the new, you know, in this day and age of technology and data. He's in the dugout running that stuff and giving us numbers and different things. But, you know, he's battled arm soreness all year, and the fact that he made second team with as little as he really pitched, 33 innings, that's a testament to what the league coaches thought of him and his limited action.
Well, Chris, we appreciate the time. Thanks again.